This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal and India agreed to increase power trade capacity to 1,650 megawatts. Supreme Court holds property investigation of former public officials. Fresh U.S. airstrikes hit Iran as leader Trump presses for talks. And Argentina beat England by 2-1 to set up World Cup final against Spain. Now the news in detail. Nepal and India have agreed to increase Nepal's electricity export capacity to India from 1,100 megawatts to 1,650 megawatts under the Combined Power Transfer Agreement. The decision was made during the 13th Joint Steering Committee and Joint Working Group meetings on Power Sector Cooperation held in Pokhara. The meetings also agreed to raise electricity imports from India to Nepal from 1,000 megawatts to 1,400 megawatts through the Dhalkebar-Muzaffarpur and Dhalkebar-Sitamarhi cross-border transmission lines. The two sides also reviewed ongoing cooperation and discussed ways to accelerate hydropower development, power trade and transmission projects. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order directing the Property Investigation Commission to suspend investigations into the assets and sources of wealth of former public office bearers. A single bench of Justice Nrip Dhoj Nirola ordered the commission not to seek property details or conduct investigations until the pending writ petitions are decided by a full bench. The writs were filed separately by the former Judges Forum Nepal and advocate M.R. Upadhyaya challenging the legality of the investigation process. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle had said Nepal wants to strengthen its development partnership with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, in line with the country's evolving priorities and needs. Speaking at an event marking 60 years in Nepal-UNDP cooperation yesterday, Finance Minister Wagle praised UNDP's contribution to property reduction, rather, sustainable development, health, education, environmental protection, democratic governance, youth employment, and digital transformation. The Agriculture Information Center has urged farmers across the country to remain alert as monsoon conditions continue and take measures to protect crops and livestock from possible damage. The center said SMS alerts have been sent to 100,000 farmers, advising them to safely store harvested produce, ensure proper drainage and paddy fields, and protect crops and vegetables from waterlogging. Livestock farmers have also been urged to seek prompt support from livestock service officers if animals show signs of disease or require veterinary assistance. Water flow in the Saptakoshi River has increased to 163,000 cubics, prompting authorities to open 21 of the 56 gates of the Koshi barrage. According to Sunsari Police, the flow is expected to rise further if rainfall continues in eastern Nepal. Red warning lights and flags have been activated at the barrage after the water level exceeded 150,000 cubics. Authorities have urged people living around the river to remain alert as continued rainfall could increase the risk of flooding and erosion. Chitwan National Park has fitted a GPS-enabled radio collar to the notorious wild elephant named Dhruve and released it into the park to monitor its movements. Park Information Officer Abhinash Thapa Mugger said the elephant was tranquilized using a dart gun before the collar was installed and its tusks were trimmed. Authorities had been searching for Dhruve for 10 days after it reportedly killed a woman and her 4-year-old son in Bharatpur. The elephant is believed to have killed around 25 people in and around Chitwan National Park over the years. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States has launched a fresh wave of airstrikes on Iran on Wednesday, targeting military capabilities, it said, while being used to threaten vessels and the Strait of Hormuz. According to the BBC, U.S. President Donald Trump warned Tehran to behave and said Iran should return to negotiations, cautioning that the U.S. could take further action if it failed to do so. Iran said it responded by striking U.S. military targets in Bahrain and Kuwait. It also signaled it may no longer abide by the preliminary agreement aimed at ending the conflict, saying the deal had brought no benefit to Tehran. The latest exchange marked the fifth day of renewed hostilities between the two countries, raising fears of a wider regional conflict and further uncertainty over diplomatic efforts to restore stability. Concern is growing over the health of Indian educationist and activist Sona Wangchuk, who has been on an indefinite hunger strike for 19 days in support of a campaign demanding education reforms. Aides say the 59-year-old has survived only on salt water, lost more than 9 kilograms, and is now too weak to stand without support. According to the BBC, India's Delhi High Court is set to hear a petition seeking urgent medical intervention, warning that Wangchuk's condition has become critical. The protest, backed by the online Cockroach Janata Party movement, is demanding the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan following the cancellation of a major medical entrance examination over a paper leak. Now, sports update. Argentina have defeated England by 2-1 in the FIFA World Cup 2026 semi-final to secure a place in the final. The defending champions produced another impressive performance to book a title clash with Spain, who advanced after beating France by 2-0 in the other semi-final. The World Cup final between Argentina and Spain will be played at 12:45 a.m. on Monday as per Nepal Standard Time, while England and France will meet in the third-place playoff. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places of the Himalayan region. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places of the hilly region. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places of the Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, and at a few places of the Tarai regions of Madhes and Sudarpasim provinces. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi and Bagmati provinces, as well as at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Lumini and Karnali provinces and the Tarai region of Lumini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal and India agreed to increase power trade capacity to 1,650 megawatts. Supreme Court holds property investigation of former public officials. Fresh U.S. airstrikes hit Iran as leader Trump presses for talks. And Argentina beat England by 2-1 to set up World Cup final against Spain. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.